Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host Tom Haynes, and this episode is going to be an introductory episode, an introduction to the next seven episodes, which I'm calling this series The Seven Laws of Academy Success. And today's episode, the intro, is how to use this series. And this is all based on John Maxwell's laws of leadership and things like that. And if you look around for books, you'll see, you know, 5 laws for this, 10 laws for this, 21 laws for this. I originally was going to go with about 20 laws and decided to narrow it down and condense it. And so this is going to be specific for Academy, FAA Academy. And it doesn't matter which option you're in, Enroute, Tower, Tricon, doesn't matter. These laws will apply. And so why do I want to do this? Why is this going to be something that you're going to want to pay attention to? Well, the fact of the matter is that the Academy is different. It is different from anything you will ever try in your life. It's not college. It's not starting a new job. It's going in and being fed a ton of information. And for most of you, it's information that you've never heard before. So you're coming at it from no experience. And taking that information, having to take that information and then perform, not just answer questions on a test. That's why it's different from college. It would be like if your college business analytics class required you to take all the information in the class and then just perform. And perform at a level that has to be there, and it's pass fail. There's no B's. It's either an A or an F. That is what makes the Academy so difficult. And the fact of the matter is that smart people, and I've seen a ton and worked with a ton of smart people who struggle at the Academy. And part of that is the stress, the pressure, being evaluated constantly in the labs, even before the evals. So just understand that success at the Academy is not based on intelligence. A lot of it is based on your approach. And so why, Tom, why these laws? And do they matter? Well, these laws, just like, you know, other people's laws for other things, these laws will work. Okay? I was at the Academy for 5 years as an instructor, an A lead and a lead. Believe me when I tell you, I have seen hundreds, if not thousands, of people come through the Academy. And as an instructor, I tried to learn from each and every one of them. And that's what these laws have come out of. And so these are patterns. These are things that show up in classes month after month, year after year. And they still are there. Okay?
they're still there. Now, what are the seven laws? So, my seven laws for success at the FAA Academy. Law number one is called the law of the lid. And that means your willingness to learn sets your ceiling. Okay. Law number two is the law of process. ATC proficiency and academy excellence is built daily, not overnight. Law number three, the law of priorities. You have to master the fundamentals before anything else. Law number four is the law of navigation. And it's a strange way of putting it, but it means anticipation beats reaction every time. And so in 3 or 4 weeks, I'll go over that with you more, much more in detail. Number five, the law of composure. Calm thinking produces safe outcomes. And that is one of the hardest ones. Okay. Law number six, the law of momentum. Small wins create big confidence. And each and every person who's gone through the academy can have small wins. And it can boost your confidence. Law number seven, the law of coachability. Okay, students who accept feedback are going to grow faster than those who try to explain their errors. And you will make errors. And so those are the seven laws. And I am going to go through one law every week. And I'm going to put the first one out. I haven't said if I'm going to do it today on Monday or if it'll go out Tuesday or Wednesday. Try to listen to these in order. They build upon each other. And if you're at the academy, apply one law at a time. Or if you're getting ready for the academy, apply one law at a time. And then after you've listened to the episodes, you can revisit episodes as you're going through training. Okay? Now, going back to the first law, the law of the lid. So the law of the lid basically, like I said, your willingness to learn is so important at the academy and even leading up to it, okay? Leading up to the academy, your willingness to learn is going to set that bar. And it's not a bar that you're trying to attain. It's actually a bar that is going to keep you from going any higher. That's the law of the lid. The lid is what you're going to bump up against. And so your willingness to learn, the more willing you are to learn from each and every situation at the academy, the higher that lid is going to go. And believe me, I've seen students come in to the academy with experience as air traffic controllers in the military who were not willing to learn, who were not willing to change what they already knew and apply it the way the FAA wants you to. They were not willing to learn. And that ceiling for them ended up not being high enough. That's why this law is so important. And I'm going to go over it in much more detail So, 7 weeks, 7 loss. I hope and pray that every one of you will stay with me through it. And I hope and pray that it will help each and every one of you. And so, until law number one, y'all have a great week. And remember, don't try and do this on your own. Get friends around you. Get family around you. And if you need someone to talk to, if you need someone to help you, let me know. I'll be here. I'll walk through it with you, side by side. Have a great day.